We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome, splendid viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supremacer Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supremacer Television is also accessible online at www.supremacertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremacertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China donates more than $13 million U.S. for international humanitarian aid. In eco-friendly news, Cisco EnergyWise helps companies reduce emissions. In education news, Uruguay gives all primary students free laptops. All this and more on Supremacer Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 20th, is World Refugee Day. The United Nations General Assembly adopted this day in 2000 to recognize and honor the contribution of refugees around the world and to bring awareness of our global responsibility to protect them. Discussion panels, festivals, musical performances, art exhibits, and film screenings are activities included in commemorating this occasion. This year's theme is Real People, Real Needs. Let us come together to help the millions who need safe homes, especially as the effects of global warming become more evident each day. We pray that all God's children will very soon live in security with every hope and possibility for bright futures.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Bangladesh. On May 26th, Cyclone Ila swept through the eastern Indian state of West Bengal and neighboring Bangladesh's coastal areas. Intense winds and heavy rains triggered landslides and serious flooding, with water levels reaching up to 5 feet high.
At least 200 people perished and millions fled or were isolated by the rising waters. Thousands of homes, acres of cropland, and rice paddies were devastated, and drinking water sources were compromised.
Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $15,000 each to Bangladesh and India, requesting our association's relief team to go comfort and help the most desperate there, while sending her love and prayers. The total $30,000 could purchase an equivalent of $722,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States, based on the general cost of living in India and Bangladesh.
Covering their own travel expenses, our association's relief team traveled from Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan, and upon arriving, went to the worst affected areas of more than 10 villages in southern Bangladesh's Satkhira district. Village residents readily helped distribute the emergency aid supplies with the assistance of the local Red Crescent Society.
The relief team also went to the northeastern Mulva Bazar district to comfort a girl they had heard lost her family in the landslides and to offer her monetary support so that she could complete her education.
Thank you for Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Thank you.
And we'd like to thank the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association for rendering your support for the people over our country here.
For Red Crescent and Red Crescent Unit Satkhira, we are very much glad and we thanks the Supreme Master Qinghai and all of you. Thank you.
Our gratitude, Red Crescent Society and other local personnel, for aiding in the relief work. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her ever-loving care extended to those in need and to our association's relief team for their dedicated help. We pray for the smooth recuperation of the afflicted and that such devastation may soon become a thing of the past through humanity's increased kindness toward the environment.
Severe storms hit central U.S. The nation's Midwest has been pummeled by intense storms since Monday, bringing heavy rainfall, strong winds, and tornadoes. Tens of thousands of people lost power, and at least one person sustained minor injuries. In southern Minnesota, a tornado flipped cars, uprooted trees, and damaged homes.
North Dakota was flooded with heavy rains of up to 7 inches, and South Dakota was struck by rain, wind, and hail. Another storm system swept through Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri with lightning strikes and rain that damaged buildings and caused flash floods. Our prayers go for the protection of those living in the storm-swept regions and their soon recovery to the comfort of day-to-day life. May potential calamities such as these be eased through humanity's increased concern for the Earth's balance.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu expected to last for rest of year, especially among the young. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, has predicted that the swine flu may not diminish, but instead could continue throughout the summer into the regular flu season of fall and winter. Moreover, children comprise some of the most vulnerable populations as they are not likely to have any resistance to the swine flu virus. CDC official Dr. Daniel Jernigan stated, "The fact that we are seeing ongoing transmission now indicates that we are seeing something different."
The United States has been the most severely affected so far, with more than 100,000 likely cases, some 1,600 hospitalizations, and at least 87 fatalities. The confirmed global tally is around 44,300 across about 90 countries, with first ever cases now in Bangladesh and Slovenia, and fatalities that exceed 180 people. A recent diagnosis of more than 80 healthcare workers with swine flu in the U.S. found that most were not wearing protective gloves, gowns, and respirator masks, and that many still came to work after becoming ill. This is worrisome since infected medical personnel could in turn affect many vulnerable patients.
Our hearts go out to those affected by the flu as we offer our prayers to the family and loved ones of those who have lost their lives. Thank you, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and all other professionals worldwide who are helping to cope with this saddening trend. May the flu's presence subside, especially in a lasting way, by stopping the farming practices that breed viruses such as this one, and turning instead into the health-restoring organic plant-based lifestyle. Leading cookie dough manufacturer issues recall for E. coli. Following the diagnosis of 66 people with the potentially fatal E. coli infection across 28 different states, manufacturer Nestle USA has issued a recall for 47 types of cookie dough due to possible contamination. According to the U.S.-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, the type of E. coli bacteria that causes illness in humans comes from intestines of ruminant animals, mainly cattle. Consuming any food or drink contaminated by animal manure can thus result in infection. To date, 25 people have been hospitalized with the E. coli contamination linked to the Nestle recall, 7 with a life-threatening form of the illness. Nestle, we appreciate your concern for public safety. Our sincere prayers for the recovery of all who have been afflicted and for a future free of such risk through more wholesome lifestyles without animal products.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Swine flu.
Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow's disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese.
Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. Al Jazeera journalists released. TV producers Qais Azami and Hamidullah Shah, both with Arabic news channel Al Jazeera, were released by Afghan authorities after being detained for 3 days. International media rights organizations, Reporters Without Borders, and U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists commended their release. We are gladdened to know of the safe freedom of Messrs. Azami and Shah. May they and all journalists be protected in their noble duties of bringing accurate and timely news to the public.
Co-pilots land plane safely after pilot's passing. When 60-year-old pilot-in-command Craig Linnell passed away from a suspected heart attack during an international flight from Brussels, Belgium to New Jersey, USA, two other trained pilots on board quickly assumed control and safely landed the plane. The Continental Airlines crew members called a doctor to the cockpit but thoughtfully refrained from announcing the situation to ensure the passengers' more comfortable flight. We are thankful for the co-pilot's swift actions that brought the passengers to safety. Our sincere sympathies to the family of Command Pilot Craig Linnell, who lost his life in continued faithful service to his work. May his soul rest serenely in the love of the divine.
Mongolia inaugurates new president. Following his election by popular vote, Democratic Party candidate Elbegdorj Zakia was sworn into office on Thursday. In his inaugural speech, the new president said, "I am humbled and honored by my countrymen's decision to elect me president, and I will be a representative of all Mongolians, regardless of political affiliation. I am confident that with collaboration between government and our people, great days for Mongolia lie ahead. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new leadership role, wishing you the best in serving the highest goals of your beautiful country and her people."
Save our planet. Climate exodus imminent. According to a new collaborative study compiled by specialists from Columbia University in New York, along with the United Nations University and non-governmental organization CARE International, human migration and displacement will soon take place on an unprecedented scale if the problems of climate change are not addressed.
The report, entitled In Search of Shelter, signals that global warming is already causing human migration, and that the coming decades could see an estimated 200 million people forced to abandon their homes. Especially impacted regions include central Mexico, where tens of millions of people face droughts, and South Asia, where disappearing glaciers are endangering the agricultural production of one of the world's most populous regions.
Our sincere thanks, experts from Columbia University and the United Nations University and CARE International, for this meaningful study that highlights such an alarming trend. Let us all increase our steadfast resolve to act in ways that protect the balance of our planet.
In an April 2009 video conference in Seoul, South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who often inspires hope in times of need, addressed the plights facing our world, offering an effective solution.
To help the government to change so that it can avoid that kind of crisis management, we can write letters explaining how a vegan diet is a solution for the planetary crisis. It's the most practical way to prevent future calamities due to global warming, because the plant-based lifestyle is more sustainable and opens up land that can be used for cultivating crops for humans. It restores the balance of our ocean and forest and preserves our finite natural resources. This is truly the best way to restore our environment and ensure the highest degree of peace. Such a simple solution. Being veg, that's it.
Save our planet. Retailers say no to beef from illegally felled Amazon. Supermarket giant Walmart, along with two other large retailers, Carrefour SA and Pão de Açúcar, announced that they would no longer sell meat in their Brazil outlets from suppliers who had cleared protected Amazonian rainforests to raise cattle. The announcement was made at a meeting of the Brazilian Association of Supermarkets, or ABRAS, shortly after the environmental group Greenpeace released a report showing how the activities of internationally known brands are leading to Amazonian deforestation for grazing pastures. Meanwhile, also in the wake of the Greenpeace report, a Brazilian federal prosecutor filed a billion-dollar lawsuit against the cattle industry for devastating the Amazon. What encouraging news! Our heartfelt thanks and congratulations, Greenpeace, for your carefully researched report on livestock raising and the clearing of invaluable rainforests in Brazil. We also thank Walmart, Carrefour, and Pão de Açúcar, and other stores for responding to the public's wish to protect these vital reserves. With collaborative actions such as these and humanity's growing awareness of the need to halt meat eating altogether, our planet is surely on the path to recovery of her flourishing verdant state.
Save our planet. ASEAN meets to discuss forestry's role in climate change. About 30 representatives from the Association of the Southeast Asian Nation, or ASEAN countries, met for the third ASEAN Social Forestry Network, or ASFN, in Freeport, Philippines. The five-day meeting began with forestry professionals from Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Laos, and the Philippines, speaking about the important role of community forestry projects to mitigate the effects of global warming, saying that a responsible social forestry will not only help the environment, but also improve economic conditions and status of upland farmers. Sagita Aradani, ASFN Secretariat Officer from Indonesia, said, "Our hope is that the member countries learn from each other's experiences in dealing with this important issue of climate change. Taken together, the policies of ASEAN nations will have a dramatic impact on climate change all over the world. Association of the Southeast Asian Nation members, we laud your concern and cooperative commitment to this vital matter of our time. May heaven grace your continued endeavors in facilitating meaningful climate change solutions."
Save our planet. With a recent study revealing the large carbon footprint of both meat and alcohol, the UK's Committee on Climate Change is recommending a shift toward fruits, vegetables, and non-alcoholic beverages to stay on track for the country's commitment to reduce greenhouse gases 80% by 2050.
Save our planet. The World Food Prize Foundation awards Ethiopian Dr. Gebisa Egita with this year's top award and $350,000 in cash for his work in developing sorghum seeds that can defend against both drought and striga weed, thus helping to feed many African people.
Save our planet. Nearly 1.5 million people in the China's Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region are enduring prolonged drought that has led to water and food shortages from damage to more than 300,000 acres of crops, with the Regional Weather Bureau warning that conditions could worsen.
Warning news. A report by the Russian Public Chamber states that alcohol abuse leads to 500,000 deaths annually and could play a role in the decreased life expectancy of Russian men.
Hello, I'm Kiki the Capybara, and plant-based foods work fabulously for me. I'm here with a tip of the day. Please make sure that the pacifiers in theaters for your beautiful babies are chemical-free. There are several companies online who offer safe alternatives, such as pacifiers made from 100% organic cotton. Take care. Thank you for your attention. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, China donates $13.4 million in humanitarian aid internationally. Spokesperson for China's Ministry of Commerce, Mr. Yao Jian, said China has given the funds to 10 countries this year up to now. $5 million emergency assistance went to Mexico after swine flu outbreaks. Donations have also been made to Costa Rica for earthquake relief and Colombia and Fiji for relief during severe flooding. Our sincere appreciation, China, for your generous support. May all nations give a helping hand to their brethren in need for a loving and elevating world.
In technology news, USA-based information technology, IT, company implements an energy detection measurement innovation. Cisco has developed a networking system called Cisco EnergyWise, which measures the energy used by a company through its networking system. This enables managers to determine where they can be more energy efficient and make adjustments, helping the company to operate in a more eco-friendly and cost-effective way. For example, Cisco EnergyWise can simultaneously switch off phones and wireless local area network, LAN systems, across 100 branches during non-business hours. Kudos, Cisco, for your eco-saving system. May green be the color of every new invention to help safeguard our Earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Uruguayan primary school students are getting free laptops. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more joyful news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a revitalizing world. In education news, Uruguay provides free computers to all of her primary school children. Under the Basic Information Educational Program for Online Learning, working together with the USA-based nonprofit One Laptop Per Child, the government of Uruguay plans to give laptops to more than 300,000 students and over 12,000 teachers by the end of 2009. In addition, students with disabilities and their schools will be the recipients of specially designed computers. Uruguay is funding the total $100 million needed for this project. Also, the government has pledged $15 million annually to maintain the program. Bravo, Uruguay, for this fantastic endeavor. May all children be given an abundance of love and opportunities.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Preferred Birth Date.
Two little schoolboys talked to each other. One said, I wish we were born 1,000 years ago. The other asked astonishingly, why? The first one said, then we don't have to learn all this history.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, Supreme Master Television. The most important step in my life was to become a vegan since 8 years ago. Then I started my real life, a life of health, of consciousness, gratitude, and cleanness in everything. Your television is part of my day, every day. And that is the part which gives me strength and energy to continue. Supreme Master Television gives me such important information and inner peace. I know that we do everything when we are together. Thank you so much for everything. This is Slava from Pazarjik, Bulgaria.
Angelic Desislava, how fantastic that you have been a vegan these many years. So very true. Our real lives in harmony begin when we dedicate ourselves to leaving our gentle animal friends in peace. The plant-based food God provides for us is graciously abundant. We are happy that you are deriving sustenance from Supreme Master Television. Let us keep our joint endeavors until the whole planet realizes that everything is to be gained by the veg diet, including the kingdom of peace and love within. With divine light and all our best wishes.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May God's grace be bestowed upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese President Hu Jintao's visit to Slovakia highlighted the growing economic, diplomatic, and cultural cooperation between the two nations.
U.S.-based musical hip-hop duo Method Man and Redman share tips for being veg, saying that this lifestyle is key to staying healthy and in shape.
The Pacific Island nation of Palau and one of our local Catholic churches have welcomed 11 asylum seekers from Myanmar, including two Buddhist monks.
An unnamed dog's persistent barking helped Illinois, USA resident Terry Buss to spot and save a little girl who otherwise would have drowned in a lake.
In Sydney, Australia, around 200 business leaders sleep outdoors at the city's Luna Park, raising over $400,000 to assist the homeless and bring awareness of their situation.
The film Yesterday We Were in America honors British pioneers of long-distance travel, Sir Arthur Witten Brown and Jack Alcock, depicting their historic transatlantic flight 90 years ago.
Danielle Galloway of Georgia, USA, now a 17-year-old teen who grew up homeless, graduates in the top 25% of her high school class and wins a full scholarship to Boston University.
Air Canada announces plans to allow small dogs and cats to be stowed in carriers under seats for travel in the aircraft cabin beginning in July.
With the discovery of inks that change color with temperature, Britain's Chris Eviger now offers clothing for infants that can communicate potential fever conditions for a baby.
Formosa's or Taiwan's Ministry of Finance announces that beginning in July, duty-free shops at airports and seaports will be permitted to accept the Chinese yuan.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.